Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue of living a life of abstinence and encouragement to suffice of little in this world and the virtue of poverty. So today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu قال لقد رأيت سبعين من أهل الصفة ما منهم رجل عليه رداء إما إزار وإما كساء قد ربطوا في أعناقهم فمنها ما يبلغ نصف الساقين ومنها ما يبلغ الكعبين فيجمعه بيده كراهية أن ترى عورته رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that I saw 70 people of the صفة, and not a single man among them had a cloak. In other words, not a single man from amongst them had a full piece of cloth. How they would wear, they would either have the top garment, like in the ihram, you get a top garment and you get a bottom garment. I saw 70 people from amongst the people of the Suffa. Suffa was a race platform there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the poor sahaba would stay, they would reside. That would be their madrasa. From there they would learn under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was their full-time occupation, like a full-time madrasa. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive anything, any type of food, etc., Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would share it and give it to these people. Look at the kindness and the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was under constraints. But when he would receive, he would share it with them and he would teach them. And they would learn directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I saw 70. Of these type of people, I haven't seen one person with a full cloak. You know, from the top right till the bottom, I haven't seen anyone like that. It was always these two type of cloths. And now he's explaining how they would tie it. So a loin cloth or an upper garment, either the bottom garment or the top garment, which they tied around the necks. Upper garment, how they would do it, they would tie it around the neck. And some of it, of these garments reached their calves, whilst the others reached their ankles, above the ankles. They would gather, so they would just tie like a string around their neck with the cloth and let it hang so it covers the satar. Some of it would come down below the knees, and some also reach their calves, whilst the others above the ankles reach their ankles. They would gather it with cloth would be that they would actually try to gather it with the hope that the private area also mustn't get exposed. This was the clothing of the poor sahaba. But yet, how attached they were to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here we learn this abstinence, the level of abstinence they had. Everything they left, this was the condition of their clothing. Imagine the condition of their food, how they remained hungry, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they became shining stars through their abstinence, through their devotion, through their happiness with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll do one more hadith and then we'll terminate. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ta'isa abdul dinar wal dirham wal qatifa wal khamisa in u'tiya radiya wa in lam yu'ta lam yirda rawahul Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may the slave of the dinar, the dirham, the velvet cloak and the silk garment be destroyed. If he is given, he is pleased, and if he is not given, he is displeased. Yeah, what the hadith is speaking about? Ta'isa abdul dinar, the person who is worshipping these things. These were treated as commodities of value, commodities that were precious, commodities that people would like to obtain. The dinar, the dirham, the khamisa is referring to expensive cloth, velvet cloth, and the silk garment. In u'tiya radiya, when a person is given this, he's happy. And when he doesn't given it, he's not given, he's displeased. In other words, when he's got money, then he becomes happy. He doesn't have money, then he's sad, he's upset. Then why didn't I make so much of sales? Why didn't I make this money? Why didn't I reach my targets? Last year I made so much, this year I didn't make so much. Look at how my income statement is looking, my balance sheet. Person is starting to get upset. When he's getting upset because of this, this is a sign that he's actually worshipping that money. And money is not something that's supposed to make him happy and sad. He's supposed to be happy and sad with the pleasure and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet this money is something that is causing him to get happy and upset. No, this is not supposed to be our condition. We should be happy when we are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever condition comes down, understand it is the condition of Allah ta'ala. And we are happy with this condition. See how nicely Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. When a person is given, then he's happy. He's not given, now he becomes upset. And these Sahaba that we did in this other hadith, second hadith, when these Sahaba, where would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, full time they devoted in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever came, it wasn't such that dinar came, a dirham came, velvet cloth came, this came, that, nothing. Whatever had come, they would eat of it and they would be happy to be in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This can only happen when? It can only happen when a person has got contentment in his heart. He's happy. What Allah has given me, I'm happy with. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given us. Whatever He's given us, this was the decree of Allah for us in this world. Allah, we're happy with your decree for us. You know why you gave us so much. Perhaps if you gave us more, we would have disobeyed you. And oh Allah Ta'ala, if you made it such that you opened everything up to us, then how would we ever, Allah, you know best, would we ever be sitting in the masjid today, or we'll be sitting in some hotel, some casino, some disco, some place of guna? It was because of what you chose for us that we're able to obey you. So this is something we should thank Allah Ta'ala and give us happy. That this is what my Allah has chosen for me. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.